60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, when it comes to the Thanksgiving meal, everybody has a favorite classic dish that they've been waiting for all year.
Oh, yes.
You can never decide which mine is.
Whether it's
so many to choose from.
The sweet potatoes or the moist stuffing or the gravy. Some people just personally like to get a big bowl of gravy and drink it. But everybody knows what the main event is, of course, the turkey.
The turkey!
And over the years, we've seen a lot of turkey options for how to prepare your bird. We've even seen the deep-fried turkey, the turducken, even pickled turkeys.
What? That is disgusting, man.
Sound good.
But this year, there's a strange new recipe that's been going viral online, and it's the most millennial turkey you could think of.
Really?
It's called the Flamin' Hot Cheetos Turkey.
Oh, my God. That sounds so gross.
Wow.
Basically, it's a turkey that has been brushed with butter and then coated with a thick layer of crushed up Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh my God, can you imagine what color your fingers are after you're the cook on that one?
But it would be good. It's like spicy and crunchy.
I think it might actually be good, yeah.
Honestly.
You guys, it's Cheetos on the outside of your turkey.
But not regular Cheetos, Flamin' Hot Cheetos,
yeah,
which are delicious.
They are pretty good.
Not only does it give your turkey a little extra kick, they say, but the bright red bird looks really cool on Instagram, which is the most important thing.
It's so red.
Yeah.
It's so bright and red and crunchy on the outside.
That looks awesome.
It looks scary. Meat just shouldn't be this color.
Bumpy.
Yeah.
I want to try it.
I do too, honestly.
If you aren't a fan of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, there's another option because they also have Cool Ranch Doritos turkeys that you can make as well.
So it's just going to be chips.
Chips and turkey, basically.
I can't get behind that one.
You guys want the salt and vinegar turkey or the sour cream and onion turkey?
Yeah, no.
No.
That is disgusting.
I don't know. It sounds good. If anybody's making a Flamin' Hot Cheetos turkey, I'll come over and hang out with you on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I'll try it. All right, let's get in the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
I got Jose.
Jose.
All right.
Here you go. Here's the shock caller. While he's putting that on, Jeffy, please read Jose the shock caller question of the day.
There's a very famous Hollywood actor who was first discovered back in the 1990s. At the time, he had zero professional acting experience, but one night, he met a casting director while partying out at a bar at 3:30 in the morning. Immediately, the director asked him to come down to the set at 9:30 a.m., and 6 hours later, he was acting in his first major Hollywood film.
What?
Fast forward to today, he's an Academy Award winner whose movies have grossed over $1.9 billion. Name that actor.
Whoa. God. That's what everybody dreams about happening, right?
Yeah, right?
God, he was partying until 3:30 in the morning. So you got to think of an actor who...
Who's like fun. Who would be partying out.
My first thought, has Matthew McConaughey ever won an Academy Award?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The one where
was
he had AIDS.
Dallas Buyers Club?
Yeah, Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay, so that... Yeah, like, who are the fun partier? McConaughey, Leonardo DiCaprio, no, he was a kid.
Yeah, he's been too young.
It's Hollywood, though. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
And they let 3-year-old actors in bars there.
Frankie Muniz.
Yeah, exactly.
What year was this that this happened?
I said it's in the 90s.
In the 90s. Okay.
I was going to say Jim Carrey, but he was already famous in the 90s.
Oh, I almost went Jared Leto, but if it was starring in a film, the first thing Jared Leto did was My So-Called Life, which was a TV show.
Okay, so who's a young actor?
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
There's a very famous Hollywood actor who was first discovered in the 90s. At the time, he had zero acting experience, but one night he met a casting director while partying out at a bar at 3:30 in the morning. Immediately, they asked him to come down to the set at 9:30 a.m., and 6 hours later, he was acting in his first major Hollywood film. Fast forward to today, he's an Academy Award winner whose movies have grossed $1.9 billion. Name that actor, and hint, he is married and has kids.
See, it just goes to show people that when you stay out all night partying, it's actually a good thing. It can lead to millions of dollars and fame and fortune.
I was going to go with Brad Pitt, but
no.
He's married. What?
What's his name? He's the perfect age. The stoner guy. Terrible laugh. Seth Rogen.
I don't think Seth Rogen's run an academy, and he's not married with kids.
What about his counterpart that he's always with, Franco? James Franco?
James Franco, yeah.
James Franco, also not married with kids.
Dang it, this is so hard. Okay.
What about a Matt Damon or a Ben Affleck? I mean, I know that they're
young enough.
They did the, you know, apples. What?
They did Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting.
That got them.
They did the apples.
They did? I don't want to see that video. That sounds weird.
You know what? Matt Damon, I can see Matt Damon.
Not Matthew McConaughey? I think you should go.
You think, is that too easy though? I'm going Matt Damon. Final answer.
There's a very famous Academy Award-winning actor who was first discovered in 1993 at a bar at 3:30 a.m. Even though he had no acting experience, the casting director immediately asked him to come down to the set that morning, and 6 hours later, he launched his Hollywood career with the film Dazed and Confused. Now he's an A-list celebrity worth $93 million, talking about heartthrob Matthew McConaughey.
Brooke, I'm sorry.
All right, you got the question wrong, and somebody wanted to hear All of Me by John Legend.
Matthew McConaughey is a guy who's just like in the right place at the right time.
Always.
Life,
he's so,
you know?
Smooth.
Like, he lives a, yeah, he's like the luckiest and most charmed life in the world. But I don't understand why life's so hard.
Yeah.
Things just kind of work out for me. All right, whenever you're ready to say it, Jose.
Cause all of me loves all of you, all your curves and all your edges. Ow!
Moving 92.5.